Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle Radio. My name is Monica Lillis and once again we visit the places locals love for their food and drink. Today we head to the leafy neighbourhood of Primrose Hill in London, where residents and tourists alike flock to take in panoramic views of the city. Theo Randall, chef patron of Theo Randall at the Intercontinental, takes us on a tour of the bustling Regent's Park Road. Take a listen.
Hello, my name's Theo Randall. I'm chef patron of Theo Randall at the Intercontinental. We are going to Primrose Hill. I've been living in Primrose Hill since 2001, and Regent's Park Road is a food haven. I chose Regent's Park Road because I take my dog. I've got a lovely Labrador. I take her for a walk every morning. And I'm a bit of a creature of habit. So I kind of go down Regent's Park Road and on various days go to some of the foodie places. The best place to get my morning coffee would be a little coffee shop called the Little One Coffee Shop, which is right at the end of Regent's Park Road. And they sell the most fantastic coffee. And they also do a really, really good pancake. And when I say pancake, I mean savoury pancake. So my favourite is their sort of mushroom and ham one, which is absolutely, and cheese, obviously, which is absolutely delicious. The best place for brunch, and I think it's one of the best places in London, actually, is called Greenbury Cafe. It's been there for quite some time, and they do the best brunch. I mean, they do. My favourite dish is kedgeree. So they do a wonderful kedgeree. I always get an extra poached egg on top and a side of crispy chorizo. Absolutely heaven, that salty chorizo, smoky salty chorizo with haddock and rice with turmeric. Delicious, with that soft poached egg on top. So now we're walking to what I think is probably, I'm a bit biased, but I think is the best Italian deli in London, and it's called Primo Provisions, and it's on Regent's Park Road. It's a very simple little Italian shop run by a lovely couple. They're from Calabria. And you walk into the shop, and on the right-hand side, you see the most incredible selection of Italian cheeses and salumi, amazing sausages, wonderful antipasti like artichokes, beautiful burrata, mozzarella, that kind of thing. They have an incredible selection of Italian wines. I mean, really amazing. Some fantastic Italian wines there. And then probably one of the best selections of dried pasta you'll see anywhere. But every imaginable shape and all different brands. But it's a lovely shop. I love it. It's somewhere where I go and buy probably some burrata, buy some prosciutto di Parma or some salami, and take it home for a nice lunch. They have fabulous olive oil too. They will celebrate the new season's olive oil. So they're very foodie without even being foodie. It's just kind of natural to them. Coming from Calabria, they've got a real sense of quality of ingredients. And they sell 'nduja, the proper 'nduja in the big pieces, which is always amazing. If you ever want to get an 'nduja, that's the best place to buy it because obviously it comes from Calabria. It's a real favourite of mine. I go there a lot. Lunch out for me is a sort of family place which is called Lamonia, which is a Greek restaurant on the corner. It's been there for absolutely donkey's years, and we always go there for any kind of family celebration. They have these amazing big tables, they've got a private room upstairs. It's just good old quality Greek food. My favourite thing is a Greek salad with a whole grilled gilt head sea bream. I mean, you get it on the bone, half a lemon. The most delicious chips. I mean, they make their own chips. Everything's made there. It's wonderful. And it's kind of really good value for money. You know, whenever I get the bill, I'm always thinking, my God, have they missed something? Because it is always incredible value for money. You're never disappointed there. The place has got an incredible atmosphere. All the waiting staff have been there since day one. We've been going there since the kids were pretty much tiny, and they're big now. So, yeah, we've been going there a long time. Lovely place. A good snack, I would probably go somewhere like, there's a great shop that sells bread and pastries, and that's called Ronnie's. They sell the best bread. They sell the most amazing bread, which is a four-grain sourdough bread. That's used at home a lot for toast. My daughter and I are absolutely obsessed by Marmite, so a little snack at our house tends to be a couple of slices of that bread toasted, but it has to be toasted right, because if you don't get it, you know, just the right amount of toasting colour on it, it doesn't taste as good. Lots and lots of butter and loads of Marmite. And so I'll always get the bread from there. Or if I just want to fancy a little piece of cake, I might get a piece of cake and sit outside with the coffee. My daughter loves getting a smoothie every morning. We'll go to the same shop called Yeoman's. It's a greengrocer. It's also a florist. And again, it's been there for a very, very long time, but they have lovely vegetables. They always have, you know, English asparagus. They have amazing mushrooms like girolles, occasionally have some porcini, that kind of thing. And they do wonderful juices. So she always gets a juice every morning. She goes to get the juice, I go to get the bread. And it's been there forever, and it's a lovely place. And, you know, you can get really great flowers and get some veg. I mean, they're wonderful fruit. They have these huge, big boxes of Amalfi lemons with leaves on outside, and they always have blood oranges. And I always get Seville oranges there when I make marmalade. So it's a good place. There's lots of great pubs. There's a nice pub right on the corner, which has got tables outside, so it's lovely sitting out there in the summer. And they have really good real ale on pump, which is essential, really. I mean, if you want a really good pint, that's the best place to go. Alternatively, if we're going to be at home, there's a very nice wine shop called Bottle Apostle on the corner of Regent's Park Road. I'm sticking to Regent's Park Road. There's nowhere else I need to go. I mean, it's the most brilliant place for everything. And they have an incredible selection of wines in all categories. And also their knowledge is superb. I mean, the guy who runs the shop, he just knows everything. And I'll go in there and it's almost like a lesson in wine. So it's always inspiration going there. So I'll probably maybe get a bottle of wine and take it home, and maybe we'll have a drink in the garden. But a pint at the Queen's is pretty hard to beat. Well, dinner, the best restaurant in Regent's Park Road is Odette's restaurant. It's a fantastic restaurant. It's been there for a long time. It's just really sophisticated in the sense of the food. It's not complicated, but it's just really great quality food. For a special occasion, I'd go there. If it was a big family celebration, I'd go probably to Limonia. But what I tend to do as a chef, and it's my day off, I'm not working, I love to cook. It sounds a bit odd. People say, why do you want to cook on your day off? So I absolutely love cooking, you know, because when you're a chef, you're always under pressure. You're cooking, you're doing all these things in the restaurant, in the kitchen. But actually, sometimes cooking at home is one of the nicest things to do, because you can relax, you can let go, you can try things. And so what I tend to do is I tend to go to a fish shop called La Petite Poissonnière, which is not on Regent's Park Road, but it's just around the corner. And it's a fantastic fish shop. The owner is French, his wife is Japanese. They have a really incredible selection of sushi and amazing little Japanese snacks and little tasty things. But they have really good fish. One thing that they always have is clams. They have amazing palourdes. They have wonderful lobster. They have fantastic sea bass. All the kind of things I love to cook. So what I'll probably do is I'll probably go there, get a kilo of clams, buy a pack of spaghetti from Primo Provisions, and go home and make a spaghetti alla vongole, which is one of my favourite things to eat in the world. I think everyone loves spaghetti vongole. If I was going to go on Primrose, I'll keep it kind of simple. I always think these sort of over-elaborate picnics are just too much. But one thing I love, always love, and that's a panzanella, so Tuscan bread salad. So basically a lovely bit of sourdough bread that's a little bit old, put it in the oven for 5 minutes just to get it nice and crispy. Make some nice dressing with tomatoes, some grilled peppers. Anchovy is essential, with a bit of garlic vinegar. Crush that in a pestle and mortar, add some olive oil, lots of basil, and just mix it all together. It's no looker, but it tastes amazing because the bread just absorbs all that lovely tomato and all the olive oil. And it's a wonderful thing. Or probably just take a really great sandwich. I mean, you know, a really good sandwich and a cold beer is always nice. What would be in my sandwich? Probably my favourite sandwich is probably just some really nice ham that's just sort of poached ham, you know, not smoked or anything, just simple ham with lots of butter. I mean, a lot of butter. And then a huge amount of English, Coleman's English mustard. I don't think you can really beat that as a sandwich, because it's just got everything. The bread, you know, you don't want the bread to be too soft. You want it to be got a bit of texture. The butter should be enough butter to really make you realise you're eating a lot of butter. And then that kick of English mustard should just make you sort of your nose tingle. And that sort of sweetness of the ham. I'm actually feeling really hungry now.
Theo Randall there. For more food and drink stories, tune into The Menu every Friday at 20:00 London time. I'm Monica Lillis. Thanks for listening.